This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Major media avoided stories about pro-life people fearing for their safety and being led to secure areas of Austin, Texas by Texas state troopers or the unruly pro-abortion mob that disrupted proceedings. But despite all that, the health and safety regulations and the 20-week abortion ban in Texas will be signed into law Thursday by Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Cleveland kidnapping suspect Ariel Castro pleaded not guilty to nearly 1,000 counts related to kidnapping, imprisonment, and various forms of violence, including induced abortions. Defense attorneys and prosecutors are negotiating over the death penalty. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is equating opponents of the Affordable Health Care Act with opponents of civil rights legislation in the 60s. The stunning comparison ignores her own department's assault on religious conscience, something that was a foundation stone to not only civil rights, but emancipation in this country and the Western world. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Even after a key victory in the 10th Circuit Court, craft giant Hobby Lobby is back in court this week to defend itself against the HHS mandate. The 10th Circuit stopped fines and wrote an opinion applying right of conscience to owners of businesses. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.